Authentic self-education, or advancing humankind today. The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Holds true for growing all the way up. Like the power of endurance, which just takes a couple of years and demands that we gradually increase the workout load and complexity, we have many superpowers stored behind some impossible to skip things. In a word, only the worthy. In fact, there are superpowers we shouldn't speak of just in passing, just out of respect for those who use them to overcome human cruelty and rise above it. Helping you understand what that means is noble enough to yet again call upon Dr. Frankl. We, who lived in concentration camps, can remember the man who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of the human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. To choose one's own way. See, we can invent philosophies and even fantasies, as the case is with religion, to shield our minds and grant us 10 minutes more to no end. No such thing can be conjured up at the snap of fingers, like in superhero movies. As with endurance workouts, it is a result of some challenging sum. When Dr. Frankl states that success will ensue, that also holds true for superpowers. They ensue from the choices we make. For success, like happiness, cannot be pursued. It must ensue. And it only does so as the unintended side effect of one's personal dedication to a cause greater than oneself, or as the byproduct of one's surrender to a person other than oneself. Happiness must happen, and the same holds for success. You have to let it happen by not caring about it. Such is the case with genius. We are not just capable of it, we are predisposed for it. But there is a requirement, a series of pursuits that eventually add to become more than the mere sum of the parts. Genius is born from having explored so many things that they create a body of knowledge that we can apply by subtle analogy to problems we have never encountered before. It is important that we define our terms at this point, specifically the word genius. I don't think it is a positive word. It is a narrow-minded and elitist word often used to belittle others. And most commonly, it has the effect of tricking a person into thinking, since I'm not a genius, I will never become as great as that person. Why even try? What you are really thinking of when using the word genius is lover of wisdom, or philosophia, or philosopher. Becoming a philosopher is an important part of growing all the way up. And growing all the way up means becoming a great being. In other words, the wisest possible you. The you that you become when you don't let fear stop you from growing all the way up. The most common fear that we all experience is the fear of homelessness and fear of going hungry. That is what lies at the very bottom of the structure that we construct to push ourselves away from it. In a wiser world, this would be the correct thing to do, though this would be a simple political issue, and no human being would ever need to ponder it much. Just like almost everyone on Earth today is born free and not to slavery, when the future arrives, we will not worry about hunger and homelessness exactly in the same way. In the imperfect world that we live in today, school, grades, GPA, student loans, including for advanced degrees, followed by career paths, work-health balance, impact of career on family and our mental and physical health, and finally, the issue of living life instead of spending our best years in an office cubicle. All of these ideas and things are incomplete, and some have even become corrupt. The idea of pressing a bad grade upon a child who is easily able to become what most of us call genius or gifted with the correct training is mad. Even by handing a child an A, we are already warping their perception of intelligence, presenting the notion of inferior students, and forcing the A student into obedience rather than intellectual independence and curiosity. The matter of mental health is the second most important example. While students are suffering mental health issues due to ineffective education, symptoms of which reveal themselves in thinking that drugs are cool, you gotta try this dude, or thinking that to become a man, one needs to get laid. This notion of getting lucky is actually a predatory attack on an emotionally unhealthy person. A person who would not be in that place had they been well in life. It is not just alcohol that warps a person's mind and renders their consent invalid. Misfortune, pain, misery, misunderstandings are sometimes far more unraveling than drugs and alcohol. But the question of mental health gets even worse as we start growing up. The structure we build away from hunger and homelessness with things that often take advantage of us, like student loans, especially as the degree we aim for becomes more advanced, and jobs that pay as little as they can, never adjust for inflation, and replace us as soon as they can, prevents us from easily finding serenity in life by means of stress and fear and even more complex things, such as forcing us to make choices to prevent us from staying on the road of growing all the way up. Almost everyone gives up on serenity and adventure, only to maximize their work performance or chance for a raise. Slowly and seemingly reasonably, we depart from our sacred roads of wisdom and of growing all the way up. Alas, that is not reasonable. Not only is it your right to become the wisest you, but also when people fail to reach that state, the world stops advancing forward. A humanity that does not advance will be stuck in a circle of inauthentic politicians and unhinged dictators. Today, the person who decides whether or not nuclear war is about to occur is clearly a creature whose mind has long unraveled. Today, a person who does not wince at the loss of 30,000 lives and some 75,000 people who have been injured decides the fate of the world. The only way to prevent the repeat of this situation some 20 years from now with a dictator next door is to stop being afraid of the things that are preventing us from growing up, like going hungry or going homeless for a little while. To give an extreme example of people who are doing just that and in no uncertain terms, consider all those currently walking the world's greatest trails, from start to end and book in hand. It is not possible to fully explain the gravity of the necessity of growing all the way up and the impact a wiser and more advanced world has on education, politics, and the future. But we can look back at history to men and women who are just as intelligent as you and I, but were unaware of philosophy, even geometry, or that they can use charcoal from their fire to create hyper-realistic portraits. They were too stressed out, too caught up in daily matters, all too obedient to whatever flavor of ruler presided over them. You don't even have to go back to the ancient times. Juries from just a few decades ago thought they were wise for supporting American segregation. It would not occur to the overwhelming majority of them to stand up to a judge in fury, in rage, and dignity and nobility and authenticity. Just like it does not occur to you to stand up to a judge today and in fury and rage and scream that retributionism is vile and evil. And that is even without considering the fact that our criminals are just normal human beings who have been made, often permanently, ill by poverty. Poverty that we all tolerate by not rising to greatness and putting an end to it. Poverty that we sustain by never challenging it as a stupid f***ing idea. In a sentence, by doing nothing to prevent the situation where people are fractured by poverty and desperation, we are creating the criminals. It would be easy to say that we are doing so by means of ignorance or sometimes arrogance. But actually, it is our global culture and the lack of advancement, the lack of us taking the responsibility to face all fears and grow all the way up. The same exact thing separates Middle Ages from modern days. And we call it culture. Few monks aside, the culture in Middle Ages did not include reading books or aiming to advance the world past the local settlement. Famous thinkers aside, we both share the same mistake. The mistake of thinking that we can't be geniuses or that growing all the way up is optional or impossible for many. It is a cultural mistake. You were born a genius, but you didn't know because the modern culture makes those people seem genetically superior, and they are not. Einstein was riding imaginary trains, Hawking spinning backwards. Newton's three laws are child's play. They are trivial. The apple didn't hit his overinflated head. He merely wondered what would happen if he kept throwing it farther and farther away. What made those people special was not their inventions. It was that they chose not to stop, but kept going forward on their own path, aiming to become their wisest selves. They continued learning. Each of these three men had difficult lives. Children of today can accomplish far more. So as long as our culture helps them understand that the only fearsome thing there is the fear of the unknown. And the fear of the unknown is so terrible because if we don't know to completely ignore the damn thing, we will stop growing up, in which case humanity will fail to advance and will continue repeating the same mistakes in a mad circle. Our culture is missing an important component. The tradition of parents asking their children to grow all the way up until they become wise and great beings. Because of the continued nuclear threat of uneducated leaders stockpiling world-destroying weapons, we all grow up under the threat of mutually assured destruction. In that way, the houses that we have built are just houses of cards. Rather than pursuit of career and paycheck by means of hoop-jumping ineffective education, we must rise to stand in relentless pursuit of excellence and greatness. That is the only way that humanity can advance. Until then, humanity will be locked in a circle, repeating its worst mistakes. All it takes is preventing fear from interfering with us and growing all the way up. Don't be scared of uncertainty that comes from continued authentic self-education. Do not tolerate ineffective education. If you are not learning in school, take to self-education. The modern age gives you the opportunity to listen to all the books that you need to continue growing all the way up. It has never been easier. Do not feed the profiteering gluttons behind college loans and actor and celebrity politicians exactly the things that they want you to give them. Do not build a house of cards under the threat of mutually assured destruction. Rise. Rise and take to wisdom, initializing a culture of growing all the way up in dignity and authenticity for your family and the future of younger generations. Let us advance our culture today, as there are far too many threats in our not-too-distant future. This poem began with, "The only thing that you have to fear is fear itself, because it will stop you," explaining that authentic wisdom is far better than inauthentic education and career that is likely to have negative impact on your mental health. Let us end by paraphrasing another president. Our problems are human-made, therefore they can be easily solved by humans. Let us use our predisposition for wisdom and greatness to undo our mistakes and grant the younger generations a bright future without a worry in sight.